A Cayman SPC is a single-company structure that allows multiple segregated portfolios, each with legally separated assets and liabilities. The segregated portfolio company regime was introduced to solve a practical problem faced by sophisticated international businesses: how to operate multiple strategies, projects, or asset pools under one legal umbrella while ensuring that risk in one area cannot contaminate another. The Cayman Islands answered this need by embedding segregation directly into statute, creating a structure that is both operationally flexible and legally resilient. Unlike conventional offshore entities, a Cayman SPC company formation is not about reducing formality or simplifying governance at the expense of legal protection. On the contrary, it is typically used when legal certainty, creditor protection, and asset isolation are essential. This is precisely why Cayman SPCs are commonly found in investment funds, structured finance vehicles, proprietary trading platforms, multi-brand operating companies, and sophisticated intellectual property holding arrangements. The appeal of a Cayman SPC company formation lies in its ability to combine simplicity at the corporate level with complexity where it actually matters, inside the segregated portfolios. Legal foundation of the Cayman SPC regime. The legal basis for a Cayman SPC company formation is set out in the Cayman Islands Companies Act. Under this legislation, an exempted company may be registered as a segregated portfolio company at the time of incorporation or, in certain cases, converted into an SPC after incorporation. Once designated as an SPC, the company gains the statutory power to establish segregated portfolios, each recognized by law as a separate pool of assets and liabilities. What is critical here is that segregation is not contractual. It does not rely on shareholder agreements or internal accounting practices alone. Cayman law mandates that assets attributable to a particular portfolio are available only to meet the liabilities of that portfolio. Creditors dealing with one segregated portfolio have no automatic claim against the assets of another portfolio or against the general assets of the SPC, provided the structure is operated in accordance with the statutory requirements. This is one of the key reasons why a Cayman SPC company formation is treated with seriousness by courts, banks, and counterparties. The legal separation is enforceable, predictable, and supported by a long history of professional practice in the Cayman Islands. Structural design of a Cayman SPC. A Cayman SPC company formation results in a single legal entity with one board of directors and one registered office in the Cayman Islands. From the outside, it may look similar to a standard exempted company. Internally, however, the structure is fundamentally different. Each segregated portfolio functions as a legally protected compartment within the company. Portfolios may hold different classes of assets, enter into contracts in their own name, on behalf of the SPC, and incur liabilities that are isolated from the rest of the structure. The company may also maintain core assets that are not allocated to any portfolio and which remain insulated from portfolio-level risks. From a governance perspective, this means that a Cayman SPC company formation allows centralized management while still respecting strict internal separation. Directors oversee the SPC as a whole but must ensure that all transactions, records, and contractual documentation clearly identify the relevant segregated portfolio. This operational discipline is essential to maintaining statutory protection. When a Cayman SPC company formation makes sense. In practice, a Cayman SPC company formation is most appropriate when a business or structure involves multiple risk profiles under a single strategy or brand. This may include different investor groups, different products, or different operational ventures where cross-contamination of liabilities would be unacceptable. By contrast, simpler businesses with only one line of activity often have no need for the additional complexity of segregated portfolios. The Cayman SPC structure is a tool designed for situations where the benefits of ring-fencing clearly outweigh the cost of compliance and internal organization. When used correctly, it provides a level of legal certainty that would otherwise require an entire group of separate companies. When a Cayman SPC company formation makes sense. In practice, a Cayman SPC company formation is most appropriate where a single business platform must accommodate multiple risk profiles without allowing liabilities from one activity to affect another. This is commonly the case where the commercial reality does not justify incorporating and maintaining several standalone companies, but where operating everything through one ordinary exempted company would expose assets to unnecessary risk. The SPC structure bridges this gap by providing statutory segregation within a single corporate framework. Scenario 1, multi-strategy investment or asset management structures. A Cayman SPC company formation is frequently used where an investment platform runs more than one strategy or pool of assets under unified management. Each segregated portfolio can represent a distinct strategy, fund, or investor group, while the core company provides governance and oversight. Losses, claims, or liquidity events affecting one portfolio remain limited to that portfolio alone. This makes the structure particularly suitable for proprietary trading platforms, special situation funds, or investment vehicles that intend to launch additional strategies over time without restructuring the entire group. Scenario 2, operating groups with multiple products or business lines. Another common application for a Cayman SPC company formation is where a business operates several products or revenue streams under a single brand. Each product or activity may involve different counterparties, contractual risks, or regulatory exposure. By allocating each business line to a separate segregated portfolio, the company ensures that disputes or liabilities associated with one activity do not jeopardize the assets or continuity of the others. In this scenario, the SPC delivers risk isolation that would otherwise require a network of subsidiaries, with far greater administrative complexity. Scenario 3, intellectual property and asset holding structures. A Cayman SPC company formation is also highly effective for holding intellectual property or valuable assets that need to be protected from operational risk. Separate segregated portfolios may be used to hold different categories of IP, licensing arrangements, or asset groups. Each portfolio remains insulated from liabilities arising in other parts of the structure, providing an additional layer of legal protection without requiring multiple holding companies. This approach is commonly used where assets are licensed internationally, exposed to varying risk levels, or form the foundation of long-term value within a larger commercial group. Cayman SPC versus Standard Offshore IBC. While both structures are commonly referred to as offshore companies, a Cayman SPC company formation serves a fundamentally different purpose from a standard offshore IBC. An IBC is generally designed as a simple corporate vehicle for holding assets or conducting business activities through a single pool of rights and obligations. By contrast, a Cayman SPC is purpose-built for situations where internal segregation of assets and liabilities is essential, and where multiple activities or strategies must coexist under one corporate structure without exposing each other to risk. Understanding the distinction between these two models is important at the structuring stage. In many cases, a standard offshore IBC is entirely sufficient and more cost-effective. However, where legal ring-fencing, creditor isolation, or operational scalability is required, the Cayman SPC structure offers protections that a conventional IBC cannot provide under its governing law. The comparison below summarizes the key legal and structural differences between a typical offshore IBC and a Cayman Islands segregated portfolio company. Feature: Standard Offshore IBC, Cayman SPC, segregated portfolio company. Legal entity: One legal entity. One legal entity with statutory segregated portfolios. Segregation of assets and liabilities: No internal segregation, all assets and liabilities sit in one pool. Statutory ring fencing between portfolios and from the core company. Risk isolation: Liabilities of one activity can affect all company assets. Liabilities are confined to the relevant segregated portfolio. Use of multiple business lines: Possible, but no legal separation between activities. Designed specifically for multiple strategies, products, or asset pools. Creditor claims: Creditors may claim against all company assets. Creditors are limited to the assets of the specific segregated portfolio. Corporate structure: Single company only. Single company with multiple legally protected portfolios. Number of boards/registered offices: One board, one registered office. One board, one registered office for the entire SPC. Scalability: New activities often require new companies. New portfolios can be added without forming a new company. Administrative complexity: Lower at small scale. Higher internal discipline required, but simpler than managing multiple companies. Taxation at jurisdiction level. Generally tax neutral, depending on jurisdiction. Tax neutral in the Cayman Islands. Typical use cases. Trading companies, holding companies, simple structures. Investment platforms, multi-strategy operations, asset segregation, IP structures. Regulatory perception. Varies by jurisdiction, often viewed as basic offshore entity. Widely recognized and respected institutional structure. Ongoing compliance and operational considerations for Cayman SPCs. While a Cayman SPC company formation provides significant legal and structural advantages, it also comes with heightened operational responsibilities compared to a standard offshore IBC. The effectiveness of statutory ring-fencing depends on proper administration. Each segregated portfolio must be clearly identified in the company's internal records and in all external contractual arrangements. Transactions entered into on behalf of the SPC must expressly state the relevant portfolio to which they relate, ensuring that liabilities are properly attributed. From a governance perspective, the Board of Directors oversees the SPC as a whole, but must remain conscious of portfolio-level decisions. Directors are expected to ensure that assets and liabilities are not inadvertently mixed between portfolios and that accounting records clearly reflect portfolio separation. In practice, this often means maintaining separate internal ledgers or financial statements for each segregated portfolio, even though the SPC remains a single legal entity. Compliance requirements for a Cayman SPC company formation also include ongoing registered office and registered agent services in the Cayman Islands, together with annual filings and fees. Depending on the nature of the activities conducted within each portfolio, economic substance obligations may apply. These are assessed primarily by reference to the relevant activities rather than the SPC label itself, meaning substance analysis must be performed on a case-by-case basis. It is for these reasons that Cayman SPC structures are best suited to sophisticated users who understand the importance of disciplined administration. When the structure is operated correctly, the statutory protections are strong. When it is mismanaged, the intended benefits of segregation may be undermined. Conclusion. A Cayman SPC company formation is a powerful structuring tool for businesses and investment platforms that require legal segregation of assets and liabilities without the inefficiency of managing multiple standalone companies. By embedding ring-fencing directly into statute, Cayman law provides a level of certainty and creditor protection that is difficult to replicate through contractual arrangements alone. That said, a Cayman SPC is not a universal solution. For simpler activities, a standard offshore IBC may be more appropriate. The SPC structure makes the most sense where complexity, multiple risk profiles, or future scalability justify the additional governance and compliance requirements. When implemented for the right reasons and maintained with proper oversight, a Cayman SPC company formation offers a flexible, tax-neutral, and internationally respected framework capable of supporting sophisticated cross-border structures over the long term.